Welcome to Your Face Story Podcast. Your host, Yolanda Russo, European skincare expert and creator of Beauty on Command, wants to know, what is your face story? Is it breaking out? Is it dry? Is it sagging? Yolanda offers practical, educational, and encouraging content, saving you time and money when looking for ways to look younger naturally.
Let's talk about dark circles. Many of my clients are coming in lately with dark circle problem and they are very unhappy. Yes, this is a fall season in eastern part of US, and the pollen, the irritation from the trees, obviously it could contribute to dark circles and puffy eyes. But what I want, before I begin, what I want you to know that dark circles are not a permanent situation on the face. They are very temporary and they can be erased very easily if you have the right guidance. So stay with me and I will go into it a little bit. Okay, so let's talk about those dark circles. Are you blaming genetics for them, like many of my clients? I want you to stop. It's not true. I don't know who ever said that genes are responsible for anything in our biology. It's the epigenetics, it's the lifestyle that contributes to anything that happens to us during our lifetime. The good news is we have complete power to change anything in our body, anything that happens. The only thing that we need to do is first notice, find the culprit, find the reason for anything that happens to us, and address that. Find a guide who can help you, and that's where I come in here with the dark circle problem. And I will help you to solve this. So let's break it down. Dark circles can come from a lot of different things. A lack of sleep, dehydration, seasonal allergies, stress, even the foods that you eat that you might be sensitive to might be causing dark circles. And of course, staring at the screen for too many hours without resting the eyes. Okay, so that's tired eyes. When you're not getting enough sleep, the blood circulation slows down and the lymphatic system, it's not working as efficiently because you're just tired. So the stagnation can cause the visible signs of dark circles under the eyes because the skin under the eyes is extremely thin. You want to think of it as almost transparent. And that's why you see those dark circles. So instead of blaming the genes or anything else for that matter, it's time to think what's really going on in your life that might be causing those dark circles. Are you sleeping enough? Are you drinking enough water? Are you managing your stress? Those are the questions that will help you figure out the root cause of the dark circles. And once you identify the cause, you can start taking steps to fix it. Now, I want to make one thing clear. Dark circles are not a permanent situation. It's a very temporary problem that can be remedied easily. And yes, you need to know how. So that's where I come in. With the right lifestyle changes, you can dramatically reduce their appearance just by default. And here's the best part. You don't need even the expensive creams and treatments. You can do this with the tips of your fingertips or the tips of your fingers. So let me give you a few tips you can start using today to reduce the dark circles. Get more sleep. I know it's easier said than done, right? When you're busy, when the kids are running around and you're getting up early to finish your work, that might be tough. But if you're not getting at least 7 hours of sleep, it's going to show up under your eyes. Stay hydrated. Drink water. If you are worrying about the water drinking while working because you can't go to the bathroom all the time, then nutritionist that shared that with me and I followed this. So Celtic salt and Himalayan salt, either one, couple grains on your tongue before drinking a glass of water. Next is emotional health. If you are stressed all the time and you're releasing this cortisol, obviously the blood vessels are expanding, and then when they go back to its original state, it's a little late because they are actually looking a little darker than they should. So in order for you to look healthy and have your eyes, under eye area healthy, try to manage your stress, maybe through mindfulness or simple breathing exercises. I do like that. It's very simple. You can just walk away from what stresses you at the moment and just take deep breaths in and very deep exhales, because it is the exhale that is more important. The breath out is more important than the breath in, really, because you're releasing the toxins. Or just take a few minutes a day for yourself and just disappear. Just go outside, take a walk. Okay, and now we're coming to this one area, the last point, which is my domain. I want to talk to you about massaging the under eye area. Each morning when you wake up, when you cleanse your skin, I want you to take three fingers, the middle fingers, and gently, very gently, tap back and forth under your eyes. When you do this, you stimulate the lymph flow and you move the blood so it kind of flows freely and it's not sitting there, stuck, right? So tap, tap, I will give it 20 seconds, so 20 times back and forth. Tap, tap, tap from the inner corner to the outer corner, from the inner corner to the outer corner. And after you've done with this, then take the same fingers and lightly swipe. Begin in the inner corner of the eye and swipe to the outside of the corner of the eye. Do this 10 times. So the tapping was 20 seconds. The swiping is 10 seconds. And this all happens while you have your cleanser on your skin, because you can never touch the eyes or the skin for that matter. You can't be tugging dry skin. So you need some slip. And the cleanser is going to help you with that because you already do that in the morning anyway, right? So it's very simple and you can do this just with your hands. No fancy tools, just your fingers. The product is going to be important if you have one, if it's a right one, because after the massaging of the under eye area and applying your moisturizers, you can apply this special product under the eyes, so it will shrink the blood vessels so they are not, they become invisible after a while. So you will need to have the right product though. I do have my own skincare line, so you can ask me about this as well. I will put the link on the bottom of the notes section with that link. The bottom line is the dark circles don't have to control how you feel about yourself. You have the power to erase them naturally just by taking care of your body, taking care of your mind, taking care of your skin. Genetics may play a very small role, but it's your lifestyle that makes the biggest impact. And when you make these small changes, you will start to notice your eyes are looking brighter, fresher, and more awake. Okay, that's all what I have for you today. Enjoy and to your brighter, fresher, and more awake eyes. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode. Don't forget to subscribe and share it with your friends.